Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program that lets me interview some really interesting folks. And these are the people I consider to be the best, brightest, and most creative people in the world. Now, during this 30-minute program, I'll focus mainly on some of the turning points in their lives, the people who influenced them the most, the decision they made that brought them to success, and we'll talk a little bit about what they're doing right now, some of their current projects. You see, as a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these hidden decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. Now, quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on this discovery and process and also buy my book at www.logicalsoul.com. I also host a monthly meetup group here in the Atlanta area that you can check out on the same website. Now, my guests were selected pretty much because I found their lives and their stories interesting. They may be rich, famous, talented, or simply great human beings. All of them, however, possess something I find rare in an individual, and that is a passion or determination. They have made some strong decisions early in life that led them to their current successes or achievements, and my goal in interviewing them here is to probe a little bit and discover their pattern of life decisions, and this will allow you, as my listeners, to maybe pick up some special nuggets that will add to your motivation and nourish your own seed of success. So listen to what they have to say. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments and questions. Our phone number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. And press and dial 1 to raise your hand so I can call on you. Now, my guest on the show tonight is, actually I've known him for several years and we became reacquainted a couple of years ago. His name is Greg Hartman. And Greg Hartman has just written a book called Due Diligence. That's D-O-D-U-E. Diligence, where he's talking about network marketing, of all things. And before you fall asleep and change the channel, just understand that I don't really know much about network marketing myself either, except the fact that I've tried it, you know, tried it, didn't do too well, let it go, and so forth. Greg apparently has got a new take on this. He's done very well, and he also shows other people how to do it the right way. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Greg on and introduce him. First of all, a little bit of background, Greg. You've got quite a resume or curricula vitae, I should say. You've spent 20 years as a field distributor what organization was that?
Well, it was actually three different companies, Michael, but primarily a company called Envirotech International that I had really the majority of my success with.
Okay, great. And I've known you, since then. You've been, you were part of Landmark transformation programs and taught that for many, many years.
Yeah.
I guess that was, over the past 7 years, you've traveled all over the world. You've been to different cultures. You've been a busy guy.
Absolutely, and we'll talk about that a little bit on the show tonight because I think it's really critical to people that are, you know, as you said in the intro, really looking to achieve success in life and not, you know, I'm not just talking about monetary success, but really having a fulfilled life.
Right, exactly. Now your book, Due Diligence, Cutting Through the Crap in Network Marketing. First of all, I love the title. I think it goes right to the core of what this whole thing is about, the pros and cons of the network marketing industry. And quite frankly, you probably imply this through your title, that a lot of people think there is a bunch of crap in network marketing and want to know what the heck is it all about and how in the heck did you get involved with network marketing, what the results, and how did you come to write this book?
Well, Michael, as you know, one question you asked me that I could spend the rest of the show on, right? Because there was so much there in your question. So I'm going to kind of hit the highlights for people and start out by first saying, you know, I love network marketing when it's done with integrity, when it's done based on the basic premise, which I think is one of the finest forms of free enterprise and distribution on the planet. Unfortunately, so many people do the programs they do, or they design companies or put things out that are not legitimate business opportunities. You know, they're what we call pyramid schemes, Ponzi schemes, scams, you know, what I call all the crap. And, you know, that's in every industry. I mean, just because there was a Bernie Madoff, we didn't stop investing in the stock market, and there'll be another one in the future. So, you know, every industry has its con men and crooks. The intention of my book was, and understand, I've been around this form of business as well. I've done a lot of other things for 20 years, and part of what I love about network marketing is it allows you the time freedom to do other things like write books, lead personal transformation or personal development seminars, spend time with your family. It's one of the really key things that's attracting people to these type of businesses, called the time freedom, much more than the financial freedom. And here's what I noticed in my 20 years. There's a literally a library full of good books on how to do network marketing once you're in, but nobody addressed the question, how do I analyze this industry to determine what is a legitimate solid network marketing company from a fly-by-night or a pyramid scheme or a Ponzi scheme? And then number two, how do I assess myself as an individual to see, do I have the skills or traits, or am I willing to develop in myself the skills or traits that will have me be successful in this kind of business? Now, most people don't even know what those are. So my book really addresses those two topics. So people can look at that up front, and then, you know, Michael, just as important, decide this type of business isn't for me, and save a lot of money and a lot of heartache and a lot of upsetting their friends, families, and neighbors, you know, by doing that assessment up front rather than after they've been in and failed miserably and then have a bad taste in their mouth about network marketing.
Oh, that's so crucial, Greg, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because it's, you know, quite frankly, I got into network marketing, I think it was back in the 70s, and it was something going on. Also, actually, there were several a few Ponzi schemes in there thrown in between. And it was like you said, it was just uncomfortable. And, you know, I turned a few friends into strangers, and, you know, it just didn't work for me. And I finally figured out that network marketing just wasn't for me. But it took me a long time to figure that out. What are some of the characteristics of someone who does well with network marketing, and how can they find this out, or how can they take the test?
In my book, early on, one of the first chapters, there's actually a 20-question self-assessment for network marketing. And I'll just, you know, I've got the book in front of me. I'll read you some of the questions so people can get a feel for it. You know, yeah. I'm a people person, and these are yes-no questions. So listeners, as I'm going through, you can kind of say yes or no as I say some of these questions, you know. I'm a people person and love to be around people, yes or no. I work well alone and consider myself a self-starter. I can discipline myself and avoid distractions. I'm perseverant and I can stick with things. You know, I can deal well with whiners, complainers, and upset people. You know, I'm willing to study, learn, and improve myself. One of the key things necessary to be successful in life. And especially, Michael, in network marketing, you know, the type of business it is, and to be successful, you've got to build a large organization with literally tens of thousands of people in it. So it's a business that literally accelerates the game of life, because it brings so many relationships into your life so quickly. And if you're not willing to be at work improving yourself, making yourself a better person, improving your communication skills, your ability to relate to other human beings, you're not going to make it in this type of business.
Yeah, that's crucial. Now I've noticed, Greg, and this I'll bring this up because this seems to be along the lines of what you're talking about. That one of my big beefs about network marketing, this is not really a beef, but it was a concern for me, was that there seemed to be this thing when going into it. Well, who's your market? Well, the market is the whole world. And now since I've done a little bit of marketing or, you know, studied a little bit more about that, I realize that's pretty much not true. I mean, there's going to be people who have a propensity or inclination to buy from you or interested in that particular product. And quite frankly, a lot of people who are not. Do you go into that at all? Is that something that you address and how to narrow your market down or how to actually define your market?
Yeah, I actually do, Michael, and it's pretty simple, and there is a modicum of truth in the entire world, your market, because one of the things about this type of business, it's an approaching people business. You know, why network marketing is able to pay the commissions it does is because these companies don't do any traditional marketing, which costs a lot of money, and instead pay that money out through commissions to distributors. So you, in effect, become the marketer. That's why they call it network marketing, not network selling. It really is a marketing business. So you've got to approach people and then determine quickly. Like, you know, the company I'm with currently is a nutritional products company. A lot of people, they don't care about nutritional products, okay?
Yeah.
So I have some simple one-liners that I ask people that if their answer is no, I don't go any further because you're wasting your time. There's a simple saying I learned a long time ago that applies to this business, many other, you know, you can even apply it, you single people listening to your dating life, right? It's called some will, some won't, so what next, you know?
Right.
So it's like if you're looking for a date, some will say yes, some will say no, some won't give you the time of day, so what next? Just keep asking, you know, you'll be on a date by tonight.
Right, right. That's excellent. Any other? Well, before we get into that, let me ask you again. What is there another way to define the market instead of just asking people here and there? In other words, if you're selling nutritional products and you're going to the hot dog eating jamboree, I mean, obviously you would say, well, I'm probably not going to find a whole lot of people interested in nutritional products and the food, you know, the overeaters contest or something like that.
Yeah, and I think it's the same with any business, right? There's, you know, and I address this in my book, like what are the most duplicatable and least expensive ways to define your market and get after it? Because, you know, so many people spend money on advertising that if they knew, they wouldn't because it just doesn't have a return. But with the internet today and so much of the free advertising you can do on blogs and on, you know, free sites, advertising sites like Craigslist is an example of one that most mm-hmm. people know.
Yeah.
You can begin, you know, marketing is a game of testing. So if you got a nutritional product, you know you're going to start, like if I was going to advertise on the internet, I'd be looking for health blogs, wellness blogs, exercise blogs, eating blogs, all of these things where you know the people going to those websites already are interested in taking on some aspect of their health and well-being.
Right.
So they're at least in the ballpark for you, okay?
Right.
So now you can begin to, you know, test advertising and target it to those different groups of people. And, you know, posting stuff on blogs you can often do for free. It's one of my favorite ways to advertise because, you know, you just get into the conversation. You can't be a spammer on a blog, you know, where you just go in and drop your website and, hey, buy these vitamins from me. You know, it takes a little practice of actually being interested in what the blog is about and following the conversations, and then when the time is appropriate, you know, mention, hey, you know, I found this nutritional supplement that really changed my life. If you're interested, check this URL out.
Yeah, I have a few of those visit my site every once in a while. The people that drop the things that have nothing to do with what my blog is about. So it's well taken. The main thing is just match your message to your market. And I find a lot of people just seemingly ignore that advice and just do the shotgun thing. And that never does seem to work, does it?
Never works. Never, ever, ever. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's not complicated. You know, you just have to do a little kind of, I call, third grade logic, you know. A third grader knows if he wants an ice cream, you know, you go to the ice cream truck.
Right.
You know?
And he knows also if he keeps asking his mom, why not, eventually she'll buy him the ice cream.
Exactly.
Right. Well, Greg, that's fascinating. How did you get involved with, well, I guess you got it involved through your company, or as you wanted some side income to start out with, or how did it first start for you?
Well, you know, I really, first we just kind of jump right in. So first, thanks for having me on the show. You know, I wanted to say that up front. It's, you know, I'm glad we reconnected. I was trying to add it up. I think we've known each other about 16 or 17 years. It's been a long time, you know, and then through, you know, personal transformation programs, we reconnected in Atlanta that one night, I remember, a couple years back. And you were talking about these decisions we make, right, that both negative and positive, if you will, that drive us to success. And, you know, my father was European, tremendous man, very successful, but kind of a very strict disciplinarian in the old European way. And, you know, I don't say that as any criticism to my dad, because my dad was a product of his father and the environment he came out of, you know.
Right.
So early on, I made a decision that I got to prove myself to my dad. And that fueled me through a lot of success. You know, it had me get an engineering degree, oddly enough, just like my father, right? In fact, we're both mechanical engineers. You know, see, I did it too, Dad, was the underlying message there. Now, understand, back when this was driving me in my life, I had no idea, right? Like you said, there's kind of these subconscious decisions that drive you.
Right.
But it really gave me a drive to be successful and a drive for success. And, you know, I graduated with an engineering degree at 21 and got into a whole new field of mechanical engineering called factory automation and robotics in the early 80s, which was really just coming of age, and did very well. You know, by 30, I was in a position that most of my contemporaries were 50 years old, and I had gotten there by 30, and, you know, I was constantly referred to as the punk kid, and, you know, you're still wet behind the ears, and blah, blah, blah. And that was the point where I decided, you know, it's time for a change for me. I could hang in there in the corporate world and become a vice president, maybe even a president, and get a nice salary and stock option plans and all of that, but I wanted something new, something challenging. And why network marketing kind of came into my life by accident, but why it appealed to me was it was something I could start on the side without having to quit my corporate job. And I could build literally a pathway out of corporate America, you know?
Huh.
And that's what got me started in it. And, you know, in the process, I fell in love with the whole business model. You know, as I said earlier in the call, done with integrity and done the way these type of businesses are meant to be done.
That's great. I know you've been very successful. I remember going over to your house one time. I was saying, holy cow, this young guy has got this this great big house, and he's doing really well. So I was real pleased to see how well you were doing. And then you got involved with Landmark Forum and those folks, and you did that for many years. And so, and you've now incorporated, it seems, some of that with the work that you're doing now and with your book, and you just seem to keep rolling along. So great work.
Yeah, well, Michael, thanks. You know, life is a journey, right? And if we take on that it's an ever-expanding journey until, you know, as I like to say, we no longer occupy one of these skin bags, right, till when our time in the physical plane has ended. And a lot of people choose not to live that kind of life. They're just kind of surviving day to day until they die. And, you know, there's much more to life. And one of the things network marketing brought me that then I went off and led the program, I led the Landmark Forum for so many years, was to be an inspiration to others that I didn't have anything they didn't have. You know, like we're the same, and they could live that kind of life if they could see the possibility of that kind of life for themselves. And if I could be the vessel that opened them up to that, then hey, that would be a great life to live. You know, that would be worth my life. And in that process, I started to find for myself being driven by something other than what drove me in my early adulthood called trying to prove something to my dad. You know, I think for us males, we all at some level are either, you know, trying to prove something to our dad or resisting our dad and trying to be not like him. But either way, our life's being run by our dad. And when that gets complete for you and you can start to generate a life based on your own vision and your own commitment to people and what you want to do, that's where things get exciting. And that's where life really gets fulfilling for people.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that because my dad, well, it's always been a sticking point. My dad never and I never really got along real well. But I found out also, and well, I knew this, his dad died when my father was 10 years old. His father was shot. And nobody really told us the story. I never really knew what happened. And actually, it was a part of a landmark project, part of the third course there. And yeah. I went back to do a project and basically hold a family reunion, but along the way I was discovering what happened to my grandfather, and it took me down to South Georgia, and the opening that came about was tremendous, finding out that my life is affected not only by my father's decisions and his outlooks, but also my grandfather's and the whole family's and that whole nine yards. So I'm finding out, or at least I found out, that your ancestors affect how your gut feeling is in this world, and this is part of that makeup that a lot of us are not even aware of, that we just sort of carry around with us.
Absolutely. And, yep. You know, when you begin to clean those cobwebs out, so to speak, and move past that stuff, you mm-hmm. really start to get into what I call a fulfilled life. And, you know, there are many aspects of fulfillment, I think the least of which is monetary or money. So many people think, oh, God, if I just had enough money, I'd be happy. But lottery winners have proven to us over and over again that no matter how much money you have, it's not going to make you happy. And if something doesn't alter about you, you'll literally end up right back in even the same socioeconomic place very quickly because you didn't deal with the fundamental things that were there underneath. And, you know, that I'm a big proponent of that for human beings, period, regardless of whether they're in a network marketing business, a conventional business, working a job, just the ability to be the best human being they can be.
That's really important. That's really, really important. I found that it's so crucial, this work, that you have to really understand that it's not just what happens to you, but I keep getting reminded of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I don't know if you're familiar with Maslow.
I am.
But
yeah.
the basis of his work, basically, that the first rung of this pyramid is survival, and then the top is like self-actualization. And of course, self-actualization is where we all want to end up. But if we don't have enough food, we're not going to get there. We don't really care because all decisions, and it seems like decisions, and what I get into in my book is that when we talk about decisions that were made early on or maybe influenced by our ancestors or what have you, they're sort of locked in. And these decisions may have had something to do with starvation or persecution, something that still relates to that basic survival level of need. And until we can let that go or change that or alter that or transform that, we're going to be stuck at that level. So I'm really happy to see that you're in your book, you're talking about stuff like that and really working on helping people transform their lives into something that's really going to help them make some money, but they got to work on some other things first, right?
Yeah, and Michael, you know, I've had a number of people read my book. You know, understand it's only been out about a month now, so it's really just starting to get out into circulation. But they've come mm-hmm. back to me and said, boy, you know, I got clear in your book. I'm not going to do network marketing, but what a difference your book made for my life, because the exercises that you have in there and the things I'm taking on to really assess myself as a human being and what's the rest of my life going to be about and where am I going to go, mm-hmm. that's going to empower me in whatever I do. And that's, to me, the biggest part about the book is it's, you know, it'll educate the masses, if you will, on network marketing and whether they want to be in or not. But if they decide it's not for them, it'll set them up to powerfully start a journey that will have them be successful in whatever they choose to do. And I say it that straight in the book. I mean, one thing about your listeners is they hear what they'll love when they get to the end of my book. They'll go, there was straight talk there. There wasn't a lot of fluff. You know, that's why it's cutting through the crap in network marketing with the no BS symbol on the cover.
That's crucial. It's interesting because your book is very close to what I'm doing. And in fact, I've been talking to Greg before the show. I'd like to have you teach part of what I'm doing, which is called Branding from the Soul. How to turn your passion into an avalanche of cash. So it sounds like you're pretty much along the same lines of where I'm heading. And I'd like to have you on board maybe to help guide people along those things. So, in fact, just a quick blurb, I'll be talking about that next week, next Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Logical Soul Talk, right here, same channel, and I'd love for everybody to join us. Meanwhile, Greg, let's do a little wrap-up here. What is your website again, and how can people find you and get your book?
Yeah, my book's real easy to find. You'll even get to meet me because it's got a short little one-minute video where I talk to you and you'll go, oh, that's the guy I heard on the radio. But it's really simply, Michael, the title of the book. So it's diligence. So if they go to Google, they put in due diligence, they put in Greg Hartman, author, just about any way, they'll find my website and they can go there and order one or multiple copies of my book.
That's great, Greg. We've got time for maybe one call. If you want to call in, it's the area code 347-843-4544 and press 1 to raise your hand to ask a quick question. But other than that, we've got about 2 minutes here. Is there anything else you want to add, Greg? And I noticed we've got some callers, but they're not raising their hands. So I'm just going to let you have the floor and talk. Just say whatever you need to say to wrap this up, and then we'll take it on out.
Well, two things for me, Michael. One, I'm really inspired by what you're creating with the show and, helping people, not only rise to their full potential, but as you said, your new project actually take something they're passionate about and monetize it and have a way they can do what they love and make money at it. I think that's important in today's economy and in the current society as it's ever been. Mm-hmm. And, for me, I just have a deep, deep commitment to people rising to their full potential. So when they get to the end of their life, they can look back and go, that journey was worth my life. There's nothing worse than getting to the end and, you died with the song still inside of you, or there were things you wanted to do that you regret. I'm for people playing full out and being used up at the end and saying that was a great life.
Well, I really appreciate what you're doing and admire what you're doing. And I also think that anybody who has a whole bunch of crap, as you say, on them, part of that journey in this life is just uncovering the crap and letting it go and discovering what's inside. And
yeah.
Some people make it and some don't. But I think as long as you're on the journey, you've accomplished something.
Amen to that.
So, Greg, thank you so much. We've got like one more minute here. And I'd like you to give that website again. It's due diligence at D-O-D-U-E diligence, diligence.com. You can get Greg's book. And watch him on a video and learn something. I'm looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, great, Michael. It's been a pleasure to be on the show. I know you got a great audience and a great subject matter. And, you and I are on the same page about people rising to their full potential. And, I wish that for all your listeners, no matter what they're up to in life.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you so much. We've got a little more time here, but I just wanted to say thank you for being an audience of Logical Soul Talk. You're one of the rarefied few people who are looking for something a little bit different, a little bit off the beaten path that has to do with getting in touch with something very deep within you, which is your soul, and how to bring that out. So tune in every week, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm always here. My name is Dr. Michael Craig. Thank you for joining me. Look forward to hearing from you next week. So, Greg.
Yeah.
Great show. Thank you, man.
Oh, it was a great show. It was really, really a pleasure. And the context of the show is so good for, so many different types of people to be on that it was really a pleasure to be on.
I appreciate that. You can get people to spread the word. If anybody wants to go to my website, logicalsoul.com, they can see the Blog Talk Radio box there, and they can listen to it there, or they can embed it or move it wherever they like. And it's a neat little thing. So I'm going to keep doing it because I love to do it. And I've got nothing else to do Tuesday afternoons at 6 p.m.
Well, if you didn't, I know you'd create something else. That's what I know about you. You have this to do because you created it. And that's the beauty of what literally The Logical Soul, your show, your book is about, So I talk about authenticity, Michael, and that's really the key, right? That we're living true to who we are and what we're committed to. And, I'm so clear you're on that journey.
Well, I tell you, I have to thank you. Landmark has helped me a lot. I really actually understood what authenticity was through Landmark. So it really helped me get in touch with the fact that, hey, I'm not perfect and it's okay.
Yeah.
And I never will be perfect, and that's okay too, and it doesn't really matter. That's a whole argument that has no merit to start with, so let's just go.
No, you'll always be a human being. My favorite saying is, yep, I acknowledge I'm an asshole. I'll always be an asshole, but that's just not running the show anymore. It's what I'm committed to that I'm going to let carry the day.
Yeah, that's the
truth. And I'll have my moments of jerkiness, and I'll be responsible for them. And, the development of transformation is how long the time gap is from when you're being a jerky human being till you clean it up and be responsible for it.
Right.
It's not like you're never going to do that. That's an illusion.
Right. Oh, yeah. And when we do stuff that's jerky, we just sort of, we wake up later on and says, I was a real jerk.
Yeah.
And it's okay. We just move on, apologize when you need to and move on. Well, Greg, thank you so much, man. I've got to run myself, but I do want to touch base with you here soon. Give me a call when you get back in town, and let's touch base.
Okay, I will.
Great.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much, Greg. Good luck.
Thanks.
Take care.
Night. Bye.